Lord Mayor Gary Zalepa is one of three heads of council in the region who are involved in discussions with other municipal leaders in the country who have something in common geographically. They lead towns and cities that sit along the Canadian-US border and are working on forming a larger consensus on how to react to impending tariffs set to be imposed by the U.S. government through their roles as members of the Border Mayors Alliance. Zalepa, along with Fort Erie Mayor Wayne Redekop and Niagara Falls Mayor Jim Diodati, are leaders of Niagara municipalities that operate next to the U.S. Regular meetings are taking place, he said, the purpose of which is to receive reports on any updates on the U.S. government's tariff plans, and to expand and put to use relationships with leaders south of the border. The alliance, which Zalepa says includes 35 mayors across Canada, spanning five provinces and one territory, is not new, but is stepping up its discussions in response to the tariffs U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to slap on Canada. The meetings are meant to find some commonality and build some allegiance on those issues, said Zalepa told The Local. An advocacy plan focused on upper levels of government stepping in to assist municipalities is also part of the group's mandate, he said. He said there will be a cost that municipalities are being asked to pitch in to support the alliance, which Zalepa said he will be bringing to his council's attention. Trump has said he will implement a 25% tariff on all Canadian goods, excluding energy exports, which will be subject to a 10% tariff starting March 4. The U.S. president also said he intends to impose a 25% tariff on all steel and aluminum imports, including those from Canada, on March 12. Zalepa also said he, Redekop and Diodati are working to schedule a meeting with key players from the U.S. that directly border Niagara. Things can move pretty quickly sometimes, Zalepa said, admitting there is still some uncertainty of what Trump will actually follow through on, but it's good to be prepared as a municipality, he added, noting the town's procurement bylaw does already contain wording that the town prefers local businesses. You don't want to overreact, but you don't want to be unable to react if you need to, said Zalepa. One tool that will help the local business community understand potential tariff impacts has been the town hiring an economic development officer last year. That's allowed us to be in a position where we're in more regular contact with local businesses than ever before, said Zalepa, noting that discussions have been taking place between NOTL businesses and the Economic Development Office at Town Hall. At Tuesday night's council meeting, council approved a motion to ask provincial and federal governments to develop a temporary procurement policy favoring Canadian-made goods and services, and to remove any wording that would prevent the town from prioritizing Canadian companies in procurement decisions. Zalepa said Interim Chief Administrative Officer Bruce Sveniga meets regularly with other CAOs from the region and that tariff impacts have been a key conversation with them as well. Last week, Regional Council passed a motion to urge upper levels of government to assist in protecting municipalities from the incoming border taxes. Each level of government has an area of responsibility and expertise they can bring forward, said Zalepa. The motion also aims to reduce barriers to interprovincial trade, enhance internal trade and economic flow within the country, and encourage the formation of local trade alliances to strengthen regional supply chains and ensure greater self-reliance. Zalepa said this motion could be effective. There are some opportunities to make some long-overdue changes to how we trade in Canada, said Zalepa, noting that local industries such as wineries and craft breweries could benefit from more business being done interprovincially. We need to create a better environment for our businesses to trade internally in Canada, he said.